In our business news today, rising gas prices. The average price of gasoline nationwide is now within a dime of the $3 mark. And that's putting pressure on lawmakers to at least look as if they're doing something. Gasoline prices are 30% higher than they were a year ago, but so far the effect on the broader economy has been smaller than might be expected. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Tempers are rising almost as fast as the price of gasoline, and the grumbling will likely get louder this week when ExxonMobil and some of the other big oil companies report big quarterly profits. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan told CNN's Late Edition over the weekend oil companies should be forced to give some of that money back.
These profits have been absolutely obscene. They're out of control. And I think I hear more about the price of gas from back home than just about any subject.
Republican leaders have also called for an investigation of high oil prices by the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday, but remain above $73 a barrel. Daniel Yergin, who heads Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says an unhappy combination of problems in places like Nigeria, Venezuela, and Iraq have drained more than 2 million barrels a day from global oil supplies.
Right now, what you've had is this kind of slow-motion supply shock, but when it adds up, you have an aggregate disruption that is really quite significant.
Retail gasoline prices have also been pushed up by recent refinery outages. That problem should ease in the next few weeks, but even when all refineries are running, there's not a lot of capacity to spare. Bruce Smith, who heads the Tesoro Refining Company, says that's not likely to change anytime soon.
It's just hard to see that there's going to be significant changes in capacity, in refining capacity, in the near term, just due to the construction time, the permitting process of being able to put new capacity online.
High gasoline prices are taking a toll. Outside Uncle Joe's Pizzeria in San Diego, the sign that used to say free delivery now says just delivery. Owner Marcia Duca started charging $3 for deliveries when gas prices spiked last year. Since then, she's worked hard not to increase the fee or raise the price of her pizza.
I want to have a loyal customer base, and I think that's important. A lot of people who I buy product from, they've already raised their prices, but I haven't.
There are at least two other pizza places in the neighborhood, which helps keep a lid on Duca's prices. Fierce competition's had a similar effect in many industries outside of transportation. Energy economist Stephen Brown of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas says that's a big reason why the sharp run-up in energy prices has barely spilled over into other parts of the economy.
Businesses have been very reluctant to pass cost increases through, and they've been unable to. In a lot of cases where businesses tried to, the market forced them back down.
The Federal Reserve is watching, though, for any signs of more generalized inflation. That could prompt the Fed to act more boldly in raising interest rates, and that in turn could put the brakes on the overall economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.